الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يبلغ العبد حقيقة التقوى حتى يدع ما حاك في الصدر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليك بتقوى الله فإنه أجل لأمرك كله. وقال الله تعالى عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. First and foremost, I would like to greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Secondly, I take it as an honor and a privilege to sit in the midst of great scholars and ulama and our mashaykh. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He enable me and grant me the tawfiq and the inclination and hidayah to say words by which they can be a means of elevating our level of iman, and may there be a means of connecting and strengthening our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the topic allocated to me today is a very sensitive and a very important issue. I'd humbly request all my young brothers, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that please listen attentively. We have come to this gathering for a purpose. Let's not waste that opportunity. Let's listen not only with our ears, but let's listen with our hearts. So as whatever we listen, we can implement that into our lives practically, inshaAllah. The issue of taqwa. This is an issue which our khutaba, our a'imma, our imam remind us week in and week out. Nearly throughout the world, in every single khutbah which takes place throughout the whole world on the Yawm al-Jum'ah, the imam says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqwallah. Or the imam will say, Alaykum bi taqwallah. Or the imam will say, Usikum wa nafsi awwalan bi taqwallah. A week in, week out, every week of the month, every week of the year, the imam is reminding us of an issue. And most probably, not only in the first khutbah, but he will also remind us of taqwa in the second khutbah. Is this not the reality? Come on, my brothers, I want to listen from you. Don't we listen the word taqwa in the khutbah? I need a response. MashaAllah. So we see week in and week out, we hear the word taqwa. But have we ever pondered upon that issue? Have we ever thought, what is the imam trying to say? Have we ever thought, what is the meaning of taqwa? What is the reality of taqwa? Allahu Akbar. If we look in a hadith, we find the reality of taqwa. Hadrat, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once went to Hadrat Ubay ibn al-Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the status of the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. They were not in their own, they were Amir al-Mu'mineen. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was the leader of the Mu'min. But he did not have shame in going to ask a question to a low Sahabi, Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, we feel shy to ask a question. We feel shy, oh, I'm going to be humiliated. How am I going to feel if I ask this question? But remember, إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعَيِّ السُّؤَالُ. The cure of a blind person is to ask. If we don't know the real path of Islam, if we don't know how to walk the real path of Islam, then we have to ask and we have to understand. We have to know. فَاسْأَلُوا أَخْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We have to ask the people of knowledge if we don't have the answer to our questions. Anyway, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he went to a Sahabi and he says, Ya Ubay, At-taqwa amaru. What is the reality of taqwa? What is the meaning of taqwa? What is the meaning of the fear of Allah? Allahu Akbar. May our lives be sacrificed for the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. He never answered him straight away. Allah gave them that wisdom. Allah gave them that intellect. Allahu Akbar. He poses a question to Umar ibn al-Khattab. And he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. He poses a question to him. And he says, Hal akhadhta tariqan ya shawk? Have you ever treaded a path? Have you ever walked a path which is thorny and pricks on it? Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies in the affirmative by saying, Na'am. Hazrat Umar poses another question. And he says, فَمَا عَمِلْتَ فِيهَا يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. What was your immediate reaction? What would you do practically if you were walking a path which was thorny and prickly? What would you do? He asked the question. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies. He says, if I was to walk a path which was stormy and prickly, then my immediate reaction would be, تَشَمَّرْتُ وَحَذَرْتُ تَشَمَّرْتُ وَحَذَرْتُ I would gather my clothes so that my clothes don't get tangled with the thorns. So as my clothes don't get tangled with the pricks, تَشَمَّرْتُ وَحَذَرْتُ And I would walk cautiously so as to the pricks do not go into my body and I do not get hurt. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said this, that تَشَمَّرْتُ وَحَذَرْتُ Hazrat Ubay ibn al-Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, this is the answer to the question, فَذَاتَ التَّقْوَى يَا أَمِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ This is the reality of taqwa. This is the meaning of taqwa. That a person lives a life, a person lives in this world, saving himself from the thorns of sin, saving himself from the thorns and the pricks of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lives a life in this world, saving himself from these thorns and from these pricks. If you live a life in this way, if you save yourself from sin, this is the reality of taqwa. Who says we have to offer 1,000 rakats a night? Who says we have to read so many Qur'ans in a year? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most definitely these things will elevate our status. Most definitely these things will be a means of reward for us. But in the reality of taqwa, is it coming into our hearts or not? Allahu alam bis-sawab. If we refrain from sin, this is the reality of taqwa. This is the reality of taqwa. La yablughu al-'abd haqiqata at-taqwa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in another hadith, a person cannot reach the reality of taqwa hatta yada' ma haka fi sirr. Until he abstains from those things from which his heart feels uneasiness, from those things which he knows is wrong from the heart. How many things, my brother Islam, tell me? We know it's wrong. We know we can see it's wrong. We know it's haram. It's we know it's haram to consume alcohol. We know it's haram to fornicate. We know it's haram to look at with the evil eye. We know it's haram to take drugs. We know it's haram to do so many things. But still we do those things. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We know they're wrong. We know they're a sin. But still we do them. That means we haven't reached the reality of taqwa. لا يبلغ العبد حقيقة التقوى. I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in a Quranic verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ We have to get taqwa in its real form. We have to have taqwa, the fear of Allah, according to the right of taqwa. Not that how we feel. Have a good appearance. Wear a jubba, wear a qubba, wear a anana. And we think we're muttaqi. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Remember my brothers in Islam, there are three levels of taqwa. How many? Three levels. What is the lowest level of taqwa? The lowest level. The lowest level of taqwa is that a person saves himself, abstains from infidelity and associating prophets with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saves himself from kufr and shirk. He saves himself from associating prophets with Allah, from being a mushrik, and he saves himself from being a kafir, infidel. He saves himself. Alhamdulillah, bifadlillah, alhamdulillah, I think all of us, inshaAllah, come into that category, inshaAllah. We save ourselves from kufr, because we believe, la ilaha illallah. We believe Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are mu'mins, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. We believe in Allah's oneness. And we believe in the prophethood of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are not kafir. And we are also not mushrik. Because we do not ask help from anything, except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. This is why A Sahabi says, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Sahabi, Ya Ghulam, احفظ الله تحفظك. احفظ الله يحفظك. Save Allah. Meaning, put the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save, guard you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Take care of the laws of Allah and you will find Allah in front of you. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ When you ask from Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ And when you seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَعْلَمْ Remember, bear this in mind. أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ If all the nations لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ If they were to get together. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ If all the people were to get together and they were to plan and say, okay, let's benefit this person, they could not better benefit you even to an atom. Even not tolerable to an atom, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for your right. What is written for you, that's what's going to happen. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ And if they were to get together and they were to plan, they want to harm. They want to harm you. لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ They could never harm you. إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ Except by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written against you. So I was mentioning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to adopt taqwa and the highest, lowest level of taqwa is that we save ourselves, we abstain from kufr and shirk. The second level of taqwa, that was the lowest level. The medium level of taqwa is that a person saves himself, abstains from all those things by which Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become displeased. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوا وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا Whatever the Prophet has told us to do, we have to do it. Whatever he told us to abstain and shun, we leave it. So what Allah becomes happy with, we do that. And by which Allah becomes displeased, we leave. This is the second level of... Are you following me, my brothers? Or are we still in our dreams? Allahu Akbar. So this is the second level of taqwa. But we abstain from all those things by which Allah and His Prophet ﷺ are displeased with. The highest level of taqwa, may Allah grant us this level. Allahu Akbar, Amin Ya Rabbil Alameen. The highest level of taqwa is that a person's heart has got nothing inside his heart except Allah. His heart is free from everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brother, this is the quality of ihsan. This is the quality of ihsan. This is what Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the question was asked, man ihsan? He answered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered to Hazrat Jibreel's question, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you as though you are looking at Allah أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى You are looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see the presence and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level of ihsan. But if we cannot have this realization within ourselves, Allahu Akbar, the least is that أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يرى Then at least have this realization if Allah is looking at you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ Allah is looking upon you. This is the highest level of taqwa. May Allah grant us all this level of taqwa. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Let's go further on. Let's elaborate on the ayah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He mentions in a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the commentary of this particular ayah himself. He was the mufassir of Quran himself. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha. And then Prophet ﷺ says, حَقَّ تُقَاتِ. What is the meaning of the right of taqwa? What is the meaning of fearing Allah according to the right of taqwa? حَقَّ تُقَاتِ. هُوَ أَيُّ تَعْفَ لَا يُعْصَى. The reality and the haqiqat of taqwa is that a person shows obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not be disobedient to him. هو أن يطاع فلا يعصى. A person shows obedience to Allah, he is not disobedient to him. ويشكر ولا يكفر. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned حق تقاته هو أن يطاع فلا يعصى. ويشكر ولا ينسى. ويشكر ولا ينسى. He remembers Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He does not forget Allah. He does not be from those people who are often خاسرين. He does not be from those people who don't remember Allah. He does not be from those people who are meaningless. مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. The parable of those who remember Allah and the parable of those who don't remember Allah is also those that person who is living and dead. Allahu Akbar. ويذكر ولا ينسى. And then the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَيُشْكَرْ وَلَا يُكْفَرْ. That he shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not be ungrateful to Allah. He does not be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see from the Quranic verse, we see from the tafsir of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the reality of taqwa is that we show obedience to Allah. We are not disobedient to Him. We show gratitude to Allah. We are not ungrateful to Him. We remember Allah. We are not forgetful towards Him. Let's look at these into our own life. Do show gratitude to Allah. La ilaha illallah. The eyes which He has given to us, the ears which He has given to us, the hands which He has given to us, the body which He has given to us, the intellect which He has given to us, the hearing which He has given to us. Allahu Akbar. Do we use these senses for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do we use these senses for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The favors of Allah, la in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadeed. Remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah favors upon us, and He will favor upon us. If we show more gratitude, Allah will favor more upon us. But if we show this gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will punish us for that, my brothers. لا إله إلا الله. Let's look at one hadith. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions regarding taqwa. It's a very unique hadith. If time allows me, inshallah, I will say this hadith in front of you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the presence. دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر الحديث بطوله إلى أن قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسلني. Once Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came and he mentioned this lengthy hadith. He came until the rabi to cut in between, and he comes to the point and he says that I said, meaning Abu Dharr said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some advice. We've all come here for advice. The purpose of us gathering here today is that we take advice. We come here and we listen, like I said before in the outset. We listen with the heart of Allah, with the ears of Allah, heart. Things go from this side and they come out from this side. Alhamdulillah, this arrangement has been made for yourselves. Ulama have come from all over the world. Mashaykh, alhamdulillah, their presence is here. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. At this precise moment, alhamdulillah, lakunu ma'a sadiqeen. I feel personally, alhamdulillah, we are acting on this Quranic injunction as it stands now, alhamdulillah. We are with the sadiqeen. We are inshallah having the taqwa. And the purpose of us gathering here today is that in these 3 days is that we fear Allah. We understand the realization of Allah. We understand the purpose of our life. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْتِنِي. Give us some advice. Give me some advice. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. May our life be sacrificed for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given hikmah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiidu jawami al-kalim. He was given words of wisdom. One sentence would stand for books and books and books. He says, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I exhort you. I exhort you to fear Allah. And then he tells them the reason as well. Allahu Akbar. He tells the ummah the reason of fearing Allah. فَإِنَّهُ أَزْيَنْ لِأَمْرِكَ كُلِّ. Fear Allah. For the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be the best and the finest means of adornment for all your affairs. Religious or worldly. Allahu Akbar. Religious or worldly. You look at Salah. Allah mentions in the Quran regarding Salah. That we have to put this taqwa. We look at zakah. What is the purpose of zakah? We see it's taqwa. We see hajj. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْدَ الزَّادِ taqwa. We see regarding qurbani. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لَحُمُّهَا وَلَا دِمَعُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُوا taqwa مِنْكُمْ. We see our libas and what we wear. وَلِبَاسِ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. In every sphere of life, we have to possess taqwa. We have to possess the fear of Allah. When we're walking, we don't walk like a person who puts his shoulders up and moving like that and thinks he's cool. No. We walk in the humility. We walk in humility. We walk with tawadu. We walk with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we adorn ourselves, we think we are cool. And I'm cool. We become so cruel that our minds become blocked. Allahu Akbar. Let's look at the word cruel the other way around. It means look, taking the K out. Because sometimes there's no difference between K and C. Let's look at cruel. If you look at cruel the other way around, it's look. But just look that when we are fine, when we find ourselves in this state, that when we're walking in this manner, when we're talking in this manner, as the kuffar and the Western influence talks and walks, we feel proud. We feel proud of wearing knives. We feel proud of wearing and adorning those label clothing by which we call war uniforms. We feel proud. And the purpose of doing this is that so we feel cool. And we can chill out. And we feel cool in our friends. Look, I'm something. La ilaha illallah. عليك بتقوى الله. Uphold taqwa in all spheres of life. All walks of life. All the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See in our own heart that what I'm doing is done with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عليك بتقوى الله فإنه أزين لأمرك كله. Uphold the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best and the finest way of adornment for all the affairs. Furthermore, taqwa was enough for us. But no, Hazrat Abu Dharr did ihsan on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked more questions and more questions. He said, give me more. Like we say, give me more when it comes to food, doesn't it? No, but here he wanted advice. He wanted the food of the soul. He wanted the food of the soul. And he says, give me more, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahu Akbar, alayka bitilawati al-Qur'an, alayka bitilawati al-Qur'an, wa zikri Allahi azza wa jal, fa'innahu zikrun laka fi s-sama, wa nurun laka fi l-arb. Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that, uphold and behold and be steadfast with the recitation of the Holy Quran and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the remembrance and the Quranic recitation will be a means of your appreciation in the heavens by the malaika, and it will be a means of nur and light for you on the face of this earth. زدني يا رسول الله زدني ما زدني ما. حضرت ابو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه حضرت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاذا سيزا عليك بطول الصمت عليك بطول الصمت فانه مطردة للشيطان وعلم لك على امر دينك وعلم لك على امر دينك. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انجم observe non silence observe non silence من صمت نجا who saw the stay silent will save himself. عليك بطول الصمت because you stay silent if you observe non silence فانه مطردة للشيطان this will be a means of repelling the shaitan it will be a means of abstaining from the shaitan فانه مطردة you reject the shaitan وعلم لك على امر دينك and it will be a means of assistance for your religious affairs. If you are staying quiet, you will be a dhikr of Allah. If you are staying quiet, you will ponder upon Allah. If you are staying quiet, you will do the salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you stay quiet, at least you will stay away from sin. عليك بطول الصمت فإنه مطردة للشيطان وعلم لك على أمر دينك. هذا العبو دمي جسي ومدات إذا جدني يا رسول الله جدني ما جدني ما. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إياك وكثرة الضحك إياك وكثرة الضحك فإنه يميت القلب ويذهب بنور الوجه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions that I give you an order that abstain from excessive laughter for excessive laughter deadens the heart, it kills the heart, it takes away the nur of the face of a mu'min. Zidni ya Rasulallah. Abu Dhar says, give me more. This is not sufficient to me. Give me more. Ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam father mentions, قُلِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرَّى قُلِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرَّى. Say the truth, even though it may be bitter. Nowadays, we want to listen to things. We want to say, oh, we are good, we are very good. We want to put the issues under the carpet. We want to dig the issues up. We want to put them underneath. We don't want to see the reality of life. We don't want to see our position. When we are ill, we go to your doctor. Talk to doctor. There's something wrong with me. Please feel my pulse. What's wrong with me? Diagnose me. What's wrong with me? But when our mashayikh, when our ulama, when our a'imma, when our khutaba are diagnosing us with the illness of our heart, we feel that, oh, what this guy is talking about? He's not talking on three senses. He's talking something which is beyond human imagination and beyond intelligence of the human mind. No, my brothers, we are speaking through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are telling us that what's wrong with us. If the ulama do not say what is haq, who is going to tell us what is haq? قل الحق وإن كان مرة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم say حق even though it may be bitter. حضر أبو ذر did not sit on that. He says give me يا رسول الله give me more. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم one beautiful advice لا تخف في الله لومة لائم لا تخف في الله لومة لائم لومة لائم do not feel humiliated. Do not be humiliated by the rebuke of others in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be humiliated by the humiliation of others in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال هذا أبو ذر say, زدني يا رسول الله, give me more. And then the last advice, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gives أبو ذر, he says, ليحدثك عن الناس ما تعلم من نفسك, that your own weaknesses should refrain you from taking the weaknesses of others. Look at your own weaknesses first. Look at your own ayyub. First, look at what's wrong with our own selves. Let's not stop criticizing others. Let's look at ourselves first. How good are we? Are we obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives? Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha. One mentioned, he mentions a hadith in which he says, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma sunnatukum ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is your sunnah? What is the way? How should we live our lives? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 17 things. المعرفة رأس مالي والأقل أصل ديني والحب أساسي والشوق مركبي وذكر الله أنيسي والثقة كنزي والحزن رفيقي والعلم تلاهي والصبر ردائي والرضاء غنيمتي والعز فخري والزهد حرفتي واليقين قوتي والصدق شفيعي والطاعة حسبي والجهاد خلقي وقرة عيني في الصلاة. The realization of Allah is my asset. المعرفة رأس مالي والأقل أصل ديني. Wisdom is the key to my religion. والحب أساسي. Love is my foundation. والحب أساسي. والشوق مركبي. Desire to meet Allah سبحانه وتعالى is my means of travel. والمعرفة رأس مالي. والعقل أصل ديني. والحب أساسي. والشوق مركبي. وذكر الله أنيسي. The remembrance of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is my compassion. المعرفة رأس مالي، والعقل أصل ديني، والحب أساسي، والشوق مركبي، وذكر الله أنيسي، والثقة كنزي. عند الفيث إن الله سبحانه وتعالى، الفيث is my treasure، والثقة كنزي، والحزن رفيقي، grief is my friend، والحزن رفيقي، والعلم سلاحي، knowledge is my weapon، والصبر رجائي، patience is my grand rope، والرضاء غنيمتي، and the will of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is my bounty، والعز فقري، humbleness is my pride، والزهد حرفتي، and renunciation of the world and piety with Allah سبحانه وتعالى is my occupation، والزهد حرفتي، واليقين قوتي، belief in Allah سبحانه وتعالى is my daily bread and my sustenance، واليقين قوتي، والصدق شفيعي، truthfulness is my companion، والصدق شفيعي، والطاعة حسبي، obedience to Allah is my honor، والجهاد خلقي، and crusade and to sacrifice for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is my nature and my moral، والجهاد خلقي، وقرة عيني في الصلاة and the coolness of my eyes lies in salah. These are the advice given to us by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. خل الذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها ذاق التقى. Refrain from sins whether they be minor or major. This is the reality of taqwa. لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى. Do not take a small sin as lightly and do not undermine a small sin because mountains are made and they are accumulated by pebbles. Remember, if Allah is ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are mine, everything is mine. The heavens are mine and the earth is mine. Agar tu nahi mera, to sab kuch nahi mera. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. So therefore, let's conclude by saying, let's have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Let's have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. If we have the fear of Allah, inshaAllah, we will become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no fear upon us. We will have no grief. InshaAllah, Jannah is awaiting for us. But we have to be muttaqeen. We have to be those people who have the taqwa. We have to be those people who are God fearing. If we have God fearing, there is no might and power in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no might and power in front of us except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can stop us from upholding the flag of Islam. InshaAllah, Summa InshaAllah, that we have to be muttaqeen. If each and every one of us realize our responsibilities, realize that we have to fear of Allah. InshaAllah, no kafir, no mushrik, no yahudi, no nasara, nobody can inshaAllah undermine us. Wa ma alayna illa al-balag. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyy al-Kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyy al-Kareem.
Jazakumullahu khairan to Maulana Rafiq Sufi for that very inspiring detailed account on the aspects of taqwa, together with the explanation on the levels of taqwa.